Hello, all of our lovely travel nurses and travel healthcare professionals. I am Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler. Today's topic that we're going to be discussing with Megan Zimmerman, she's a travel nurse, is why every nurse should give traveling a try. So first, before we dive into our podcast, Megan, will you introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks for having me, by the way. So my name's Megan. I started traveling a couple years ago. I live in Fruta, Colorado, which is right outside of Grand Junction. And I'm still a staff nurse there, but I'm just per diem. So my requirements are just to work one shift every 90 days. So I maintain that while I travel. That's pretty much it. I'm married. I have a husband who is a wildland firefighter. So he works 6 months and then he's off 6 months. So that's allowed us a lot of flexibility to take him along on these assignments. And then I have a 9-year-old little girl who lives with her dad during the school year up in Craig, Colorado. And we have a really great relationship with him. So that's been really nice throughout our journey of trying this travel nursing thing.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. Well, first of all, I really like, too, that you're able to keep that per diem status. That's super helpful, and that's awesome that your husband is so flexible. Can you tell our audience a little bit about the assignments that you have taken and maybe which one was your favorite and why?
Sure. So I've been working as staff in Grand Junction. It's a big level 2 trauma center. I actually do a lot of high risk. I do labor and delivery. I didn't mention that, but I'm a labor and delivery nurse, so lots of high-risk experience there. I actually was a maternal flight nurse, and I just retired from doing that this year because I started my BSN program, and so it was just too much to maintain as far as credentials. So I felt like I had a good base starting with my travel nursing career. My first assignment was in San Francisco. I worked at the Kaiser downtown, L&D. Super busy. It was like 300 births a month. We only had 9 labor rooms. It was a teaching hospital, pretty busy. After I took that first assignment, I was like, oh my gosh, if this is what travel nursing is, like, whew, more power to those travel nurses, because it was hard. But you know, you learn a lot from each assignment, so it was good. My second assignment I took was in Garden Grove, California, which is kind of in the Orange County area. It was at Garden Grove Hospital, kind of a little community hospital. They did about half as many deliveries as San Francisco, but the staff was, it was well staffed. So there was plenty of nurses. And so that was like a nice change from being in such a busy hospital with San Francisco. And then after Garden Grove, I took an assignment actually in the town I grew up in Craig. And I was staffed there for a year. And then I went to St. Mary's in Grand Junction. So they were looking for an OB traveler, so I went back there, and it's a super small hospital, 25-bed critical access hospital. They did about 15 to 30 deliveries a month. It was very slow, so it was a definite opposite from what I was used to, but it was good, and the staff was super friendly, and I did a 13-week contract there. And then I took an assignment at Parkview Community Hospital, which is in Riverside. And it was one of my favorite assignments. The staff there was so friendly. It was good pace. It was like 150 to 200 births a month, but they had adequate staff. It was a little different than what I was used to because there wasn't a doctor in house. So timing, getting the doctors there was always, a tricky part of that job, but it was good. I actually extended there and worked a 6-month total contract there, so it was good. And then I started at my current contract, which is in San Pedro, which is just about 20 minutes south of LA. And this is by far my favorite assignment. It's a small hospital. It has a little company of Mary. Actually has a sister hospital in Torrance, which is a lot busier. But I decided I wanted to kind of take a slower paced contract as I just started my BSN program online. And they do about 30 to 40 deliveries a month. So traveler friendly. It's been such a good experience. And I highly recommend this hospital. If anybody's L&D out there that wants a really great experience, this is definitely the best for sure.
How do you think that you have grown as a nurse through travel, and why do you think everyone should try traveling at least once? And if you don't think that, that's totally okay. I definitely think people should try it just at least once, but how have you grown through travel, and what do you think?
For me, I'm very type A. I like to have a plan. I like things to go a certain way. I like to be in control. And so for me, travel nursing has allowed me to loosen up a little bit and just kind of roll with the flow and realize that every hospital does it a little bit different. And just, it makes you like able to adapt to every situation. The more contracts you take too, you just kind of okay, I've been through this situation before. Now I know how to deal with it and move on, rather than just getting stuck and being this isn't how I'm used to it.
Definitely. I agree with you. And I think it's really important too, that there's so much that you can learn from using different systems, and you can, practicing different skills and things like that.
Absolutely.
I think that's really important too. What do you think the best part is about being a travel nurse, and what do you think the most challenging part is?
I think the best part about being a travel nurse is just you have so much more flexibility as opposed to being staff somewhere. You can take time off after your contract. You don't have to take call during your contract. You can work extra during your contract. For me, my husband and I have the opportunity to travel together, and so it's nice for him to be able to come out to LA and mess around during the day while I'm at work, or, he gets to experience the travel part too, which is so nice for just our relationship.
Yeah. I think that's really super cool that he gets to come along with you, especially since you've only taken a few assignments at this point. For him to be able to have that kind of flexibility, I think is super cool. What do you think the most challenging part is?
The norm that you deal with as a staff member too, I think unfriendly staff members, rude doctors, that initial, should we trust her? What's her what's her skill level? You always deal with a certain amount of disrespect as people just don't trust you yet. But I think another challenging part too is just with the 13-week assignment, you feel like you're just starting to figure things out by the time it's done. And so just that all right, I guess I'll restart somewhere else now. Or, for me, these last two assignments, extending has been really nice because I haven't had to relearn everything,
Yeah, it's kind of the newness of everything seems to be something that we hear a lot being one of the most challenging parts. Just everything is so new. So right when you get used to it, you're leaving again.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. What do you want out of your future in travel nursing? What do you hope for the future of the profession of travel nursing in whole?
I think the whole recruitment system could really change for the better. I think it's really frustrating, as nurses, especially as travel nurses, we pick up our lives, we move across the country, and to constantly have to negotiate for better rates is such a difficult thing to do. And I don't think every nurse knows that negotiation is such a huge part of travel nursing, and negotiating what you want in that contract is so key. I hope for better rates too. I've noticed in the last couple of years, the rates just haven't been what they were even a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think that's really important to note too, that there have been changes and that not all of them have been positive. And so we at Wanderly are definitely trying to improve the industry constantly, and especially with that kind of transparency when you're talking about rates and things like that. Megs, I know you have worked through, at least you've been on our site, you've given us some incredible feedback for Wanderly. Can you share some of your feedback on Wanderly for our audience?
Yeah, so I love using Wanderly, actually. I have yet to take a contract directly through the Wanderly website, but I have used the nice thing about it is it gives you the pay packages without having to sign up and fill out an application and do skills checklists and all that. You can browse pay packages, just go to the website, type in your specialty, and it'll give you the pay packages and which company is offering the pay package. So it's super streamlined, which is so helpful when you're oh my gosh, I have to really go through 5 different recruiters to just see a pay package here. It's nice. It's streamlined.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that incredible feedback and for hopping on the Happy Traveler with us. I know you and I have chatted a few times now, and it's so nice because I love hearing your feedback. I know you're an experienced traveler. I know that you keep up to date with all of the awesome information that we're trying to put out there and also what's going on just in nursing in general. So we really appreciate your opinion. We really respect what you have to say, Megan. So thank you so much for joining us today on The Happy Traveler. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, not really. I think, you know, for people that are like, oh gosh, it's just another travel nursing website, with the Wanderly site too, like, people can take those rates too. If for some reason they feel like this weird loyalty to their recruiter and they want to like be like, hey, can you match this? Can you beat this? Can you whatever? It's super useful for that too. So it's not like you have to commit to Wanderly for these pay packages. It's a great information site, and I think that everybody should at least jump on and see what they have to offer.
Yeah. I really do love Wanderly. I love the tool that we're able to provide, and I really do think, especially with what you're talking about, the biggest challenges for travel nurses right now, that we really do provide a solution. So I'm so
totally
thankful that you said that. So thank you so much, everybody. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler. That's Megan Zimmerman, one of our awesome travel nurses. Thank you so much for listening, and we will have another episode for you next week.